This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
And we are back at 7:48, primary day. Probably the most coveted race of all, coveted post of all, is the Suffolk County Sheriff's position. After 12 years, Vince DeMarco hangs up the old badge. And some new blood coming into play, and one of those individuals who could take that post is a fellow that a lot of people have known for quite some time. He's done some job in the Senate. His name is Phil Boyle, and he's nice enough on a busy morning to give us a couple of minutes. Senator, how are you, sir? And you're here, by the way, with Jeff Keough as well from from Suffolk Community College, political science professor. Senator, how are you?
Oh, good, Jay. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
It is all good, and I got to tell you, the day is finally upon us. Senator, we've been speaking to you for a long time. I remember talking to you as the rumors were flying as far as if you would throw the hat in the ring and everything else, and can you finally believe the day is here, pretty much?
It's been a long summer and a long campaign, and you're right, Jay. This is it, primary day. So polls are open at the normal polling locations for folks and at the normal hours. They opened at 6 this morning, and they go till 9 p.m. tonight.
There you go. And as you have made the rounds, what's been reaction as far as Phil Boyle kind of taking the leap as far as this post is concerned?
Oh, we've gotten so much support, Jay. I can't tell you, man. I'm so thrilled to have the support of every law enforcement union in Suffolk County. You know, there's three unions in the sheriff's department, the deputy sheriff, the corrections officers, and AME, the civilian employees, and all three of them support my candidacy, as well as the Suffolk County PBA and so many others. And the support is coming from all over. But as you know, Jay, support is great, but votes are the things that count, so everyone needs to go out and vote today.
There you go. You just hit it right on the head. People have to get out there. You can have all the backing you want. People really got to have, you know, have that entranceway into their buildings today to cast their vote. Is there any concern on your end? You know, we talk about it all the time ad nauseum regarding non-federal year and everything else. We know the percentage points and everything else are very low, especially on primary day. How to boost it up, I'll tell you, you'd make millions of dollars if you could find that formula. But in essence, is there concern on the Boyle mindset as far as that's concerned?
Well, you know, you always are concerned about primary day, as you're right. The turnout is very low traditionally. I mean, we're hopeful that this year we're going to have a little higher turnout, both coming out to support us. And we do have some other primaries going on, like Eddie Wareham is running against the incumbent Becky O up in Smithtown.
Yep.
And we have county legislative races in Islip and in Brookhaven. So there might be some additional numbers coming out of those areas. But we think that important races like this for sheriff, people should come out. And it's just a few minutes out of your time, and it's an important civic duty.
No question. Jeff Keough with a question for the senator.
Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff.
Despite the support of a lot of these institutional actors that you mentioned, the deputy sheriffs, the Suffolk PBA, and others, your primary opponent has made this race about direct law enforcement experience versus a perceived lack of law enforcement experience. And I've made the case on this show a few times already that your experience on Assembly and Senate codes gives you a deep knowledge of the policy issues that are faced by the department. But how have you kind of parried that that one attack point that's been made by your primary opponent so far?
You're absolutely right, Jeff. My opponent has made that point, but I say exactly what you said. I have a long history, 30 years in public service, dealing with law enforcement-related issues. I go back 30 years from the beginning of forensic DNA in the United States. I was very involved with bringing forensic DNA and expanding it in the United States. Obviously, my chairmanship of the heroin task force, that's how I got interested in this race. I've been to far too many funerals of young individuals and old individuals who have overdosed as a result of heroin. I served as the initial chairman of that committee, which we did so much work. We won some serious battles in the war on heroin. But obviously, that war is not over, and I'd like to be part of it in a new role. The third issue, obviously, is MS-13. I've been very involved with legislation regarding gangs. So I've dealt with law enforcement officials, corrections officers, treatment providers, all the people necessary to help get the people who are addicted to heroin off and onto productive lives and out of our jails.
And we are talking with State Senator Phil Boyle vying for that sheriff's post. You know, a couple of months ago, we spoke with Vince DeMarco, Senator, the sheriff who's been in that position for 12 years. And, you know, sanctuary cities, what is, what isn't. Of course, the gang situation, deportation, immigration. I mean, these are all major subjects. And if you were to get this post, and you're going to have to deal with a lot of this stuff, but certainly that has been a point left and right here as far as, you know, what to do with hardened criminals who are not here legally. And, you know, there are laws in place, Kate's Law, sharing names within the registry. That has been certainly been bandied about, but certainly cementing some of these issues in stone will be key. And I guess once to enter this post, I mean, you're gonna be looking at a lot of this stuff.
There's no question, Jay. And I can tell you that if I am fortunate enough to be elected sheriff, that we will be working very closely with our federal law enforcement agencies, including ICE and other immigration agents. We're not going to have any sanctuary jail in Suffolk County as long as I'm sheriff. The president has made it quite clear, and I represent Brentwood. I know a lot of the Hispanic community is concerned about deportation. The president made it quite clear he's going to focus on those illegal immigrants who have committed crimes, and there's a lot of them, unfortunately, in our area. So MS-13, other gangs. So we're going to focus on those individuals, but work closely with ICE and other agents to make sure that these people are deported.
Talking with Senator Phil Boyle. Also, you know, I think it's important as far as enforcement getting into the communities to, you know, kind of molding relationships. We have seen plenty of unrest throughout the country, a lot of disdain as far as how people think of law enforcement in general. How important is it to you if to gain this post is to really get out there and make it known that, you know what, we want to help?
And it's a gentle balance here. You're right. I see these protests, and it really sickens me about the lack of support for our law enforcement in a lot of communities and a lot of areas. But I think it's mostly some agitators. I think the vast majority of Americans and certainly Long Islanders support our local law enforcement and federal law enforcement agents. And I intend to show that the law enforcement is there for good, to protect our communities, and give the other side of that argument.
Jeff.
Senator, piggybacking on the issue of gang violence and immigration, how big of an issue is recidivism to you, where you have a lot of the same folks who kind of are involved in this prison pipeline coming in and out of Suffolk's penal system, and there doesn't seem to be a support system that can try to stop them from committing the same crimes over and over again?
Yeah, for those people who are suffering from addiction, we want to make sure that they have programs to get them out. I know Sheriff DeMarco has got a good job. I think we can go even further for helping those who are addicted to get the help they need while they're in prison and get out to lead productive lives. For those individuals who are maybe tempted or being wooed by gang members, we need to show them that they have support in the system. It's our community that cares about them. They may not have family members around here. A lot of these gang members came as unaccompanied minors, and without their parents, they're living with their second cousin, and the gangs are pulling them in. So whether they're addicted to drugs or being recruited by gangs, we need to show that there's another way and a better way to lead healthy, safe lives.
Talking with Senator Phil Boyle, about a minute left. Senator, you know, you can't get away from it. Obviously, the Ed Walsh situation and what happened within certainly not a good thing for any department, but in general, you know, it's always about the cleanse. And whenever you have new blood kind of coming into play, it's important to kind of stress that cleanse, I guess, to the public, right?
There's no question about it. And I can tell you, Jay, the one thing that offended me perhaps most of all was a recent Newsday editorial where they endorsed my opponent. And the Republican primary, I'm not sure I even went through a Newsday endorsement, to be honest. But they talked about that issue, and they said that there's a specter of Ed Walsh hiring people in the sheriff's office, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Right.
I can tell you that going forward, the DeMarco versus Walsh situation is history. We're going to move forward with the sheriff's office and do great things. And the past is the past, and we're focused on the future.
All righty. Jeff, real quick, if you had something.
Well, one more question. Senator, if you read a lot of the out-of-town news media, especially in New York City and Albany, there is a prevalent rumor that should you be victorious in today's primary, that you will be very soon thereafter resigning your seat and allowing for a special election to take place to fill your seat in the state Senate. Are you in a position to opine on that at all?
It's early in the day. I don't even think about it yet. I barely woke up.
Fair enough.
Senator, you see what happens when I bring in a young whippersnapper here?
Exactly. I know. That's an excellent question, but not one to answer today.
All righty. And with that being said, we wish you the best of luck, and we'll talk soon. How's that?
Great. Have a good day, gentlemen.
All righty. There's Senator Phil Boyle as he makes his way in what could be a very interesting day.